from verse 1, which spiritually can be proved today, where women will be like, I have a spiritual husband. Those spiritual husbands are the ones we're talking about right now. Who in Genesis 6, they went to rape, to sleep with. Now, go back to Genesis chapter 6. In Genesis 6, and it, from verse 1, and it came to pass when a man began to what? To multiply on the face of the earth. And the daughters were born unto them. What happened? Verse 2. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. Okay? And they took with them wives, of which they chose. So everybody was choosing. These spirits would choose. Me, I've chosen this one. Me, I've chosen this one. Of which even today is happening. Where you'll be like, me, I've got a spiritual husband. Every night a man comes to sleep with me. It's not possible to explain to the physical world, because the people of the world will be like, no. Because according to them, they understand theology. I also studied theology. And in theology, actually, theology believes and accepts the pre-Adamic generation. That before Adam, there was another generation. Oh, come on. I'm going to know someone right here. Now, let me ask you a question. There was sons of Adam. There was Cain, there was Abel. And who killed who? Huh? Cain killed Abel. And he ran away to a strange land. And where he did what? He married. Who did he marry there? Hallelujah. Are you a Christian? You don't even know the existence of what happened. What did he marry there? So you must understand these things very well. Now watch this. Can I continue on your tired? Should I stop? I want to show you where all these spiritual husbands come from. Evil spirits come from. You see, they went and chose everyone, these evil spirits. They were choosing anyone they want to choose. If you read that, chapter 6, that's where chaos came from. Verse 4 of Genesis chapter 6, verse 4 says what? It says, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. Did you hear that? When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. In Message translation, the word there, give me Message translation. It says, these men were the mighty men of ancient lore, the famous ones. Hello? I'm trying to show the spiritual world. So actually, the devil was with God before. He rebelled against God. There were other sons also of God, which God made them. They were the direct creation of God, like Adam. They rebelled against God. And God said, let us now make a man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the things of the air, the things of land, the things of water. At least to control. God needed something to control what was happening. There was no control. This is why he made a spirit of you and he put it in a body, and you became, in Genesis 2, verse 7, and the man became a living being. Hello? So God has put a spirit in you, because without that, you could be all over. Imagine how already I'm in church, I'm preaching, but your mind went home, came back, your mind went somewhere, came back. That's how you could be. Without that body, you could be like that, just moving all over the whole world, moving around. That's why he gave a body. When you move, you come back in it. When you go this direction, you come back in it. You go home, you come back in it. You go, you remember, oh, the phone, I didn't pay rent, you come back into it. Are you here? That's why the body is there. Mm-hmm. Can I continue? So this one happened. So God, understand this. So there was the pre-Adamic generation, according to theology. Now, understand this. When you now, you are born again, you are saved, you are a child of God. Why are you called a son of God? Why are you called a child of God? That's what the Bible says in John 1 verse 12. Those who believed in him were given the right to become sons of God. Then the Bible continues, these were not born by human will. They were born by the will of God. Now, understand this. Why are you having the right now to be called the sons of God? Because man lost the right to be his son. Are you following? Man lost the right to be his son. Now, understand this. So when we are talking of the spiritual world, look at this verse, that men came and gave birth. Sons of God came and gave birth with women whom they wanted to. And these sons were not real sons, were spirits. In Genesis chapter 7, just down, the same chapter, just the following chapter, you see trouble. In Genesis 7, from verse 1, the Bible says what? God destroying the world. Why? Because in chapter 6, evil spirits went and took over women and gave birth to a wicked generation. This is why you have spiritual husband story. Because what happens is a demon will literally sleep with a woman in a dream or in the night. And a woman will conceive. Not a baby, but a spirit. The time she becomes pregnant, that spirit enters in the child. That's why you wonder, you have got a child of 12 years old, is based on pornography. 13 years old, the child wants to smoke. 15 years old, the child is completely lost. 50, the child is uncontrollable. Why? This child was born with a spirit within. All right, for the people who understand the deliverance ministry, they'll tell you, when I'm doing deliverance, a demon will be like, no, you can't remove this one. This one is mine since he was born. I think I've heard demons saying those statements. This one is mine since he was born. How? How? How do you claim a person is yours? Now, a demon will be talking, this one is mine since he was born. These are things which science will never explain, and logic Christians will never explain. They are spiritual things. Even people who are so logical and they know nothing of the spirit world are arguing right now. They're watching me, they're arguing. And I'm wondering if they're still watching me. And I've got sons and daughters who understand the spiritual world and they're watching me. They're like, you are right, you are right. And some that are watching me now. You are a monitoring spirit. In fact, you are the one we are talking about. You are born with this spirit. So that's why you wonder. So what's happening? You are born, and then you are growing up, and then you are finding so many problems and challenges. Now, let me tell you something. Okay? So, man man, that is the human being, which is man, that's what I tell you, the devil is not a spirit. He is a spiritual being. God is a spirit. Not a spiritual being, but the devil is a spiritual being. Why? Number one, he is not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. The devil's not everywhere. He's not. Like, what do you mean? So you mean even now the devil's not here? He's not there. But evil is there. But the devil's not everywhere. In fact, the devil does not know what you are thinking. That's why he brings a problem in front of you to see you depressing. You see? So he brings a problem. So how will he respond? I say, you're just smiling. Ah, the devil like, oh my God, we thought the way we brought all this trouble in front of her, she'll be now crying. She'll be, no, I'm not crying. Raka sota raka parado. And the devil says, what's going on here? So how the devil possesses people, it's, now understand this. I'm trying to make it as simple as I can, but it's so deep. I'm trying to. So Jesus said, you shall cast out devils to the cosmetic world. Why is it cosmetic? Because I told you before, there are different worlds. There are different planets. Even in the spiritual realm, there are different worlds. Just as we talk about the heavens, the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. There are different worlds. And these worlds are fake. The devil bring a fake world in front of you, a world of sickness, a world of trauma, a world of problems, and be like, I'm in this problem. I want to just die. Die, you will see. You'll go to another world of fire. You will just shift from another world to a worse one. You think sinners, when they go to where they're being kept for day of judgment, you think they go there and then they're smiling. The Bible says one died and he went there. According to the Bible, he was begging Abraham, please, can I go back to warn the people? He said, no. Abraham said there are prophets already there. They are what? They are prophets already. We are here. So when you die, when you say, I want to go back, they'll be like, no. They already, the major one is preaching there. And Abraham was told, please, can you send him with a drop of water? Says there is no visitation between the living and the dead. It's not a good place, I'm telling you. It's not a good place. If you die and you are not in the Lord, one time I want to pray for somebody in a hospital. You see, the first thing a demon will do to you is to hold your mouth. Now, you can talk as you want to talk. You can say as you want to say. But when the devil will attack you with a disease, a sickness, or an accident, the first thing he's going to hold is your mouth. People come to see, how are you? You want to answer. Because the devil does not want you to confess your sins before you die. Well, when I get sick, I'm going to repent. There will be no repentance. When you are sick, the devil will hold your mouth. You will try to talk you want. The death of the righteous, they don't die like that. They die talking. I'll be like, I'll be leaving today. I remember one time I prayed for a lady. She was like, Prophet, tomorrow the Lord will be calling me. I said, what are you talking about? She said, the Lord will be calling me. Please, I love this song. on the cross. Be there, you know that song, right? On the cross, be thy glory ever. Dun, dun, dun. I wish I was a musician. Now, watch this. There's a man who's like, we should sing a song for her. And there's another older lady. I don't know if she's here today. She said, the last thing she wants to do before she dies is just to see Major One, greet him, and get a prayer from him. I think she's here. Where's Pastor James? Is she here? You don't know. She came last week. She said, an old woman. She said, me, if the only thing I want to do. Okay. She said, before anything in my life, I just want to see Major One, greet him, and pray together. This is how righteous people, they go to heaven. Not, here. Water, please, water, water. I'm burning. Have you seen a death of a sinner? They say these words. What you do, you will mention it on your deathbed. I mean deathbed. They say, I need a cigarette. Where's the cigarette? Your last words. I want wine, please, wine. Yeah, wine. You will see. Last words before people die. Don't play with the Christianity. Imagine you saying those words before you die. Like, seriously? Seriously? You'll be calling all the names of your boyfriends. What's going on here? So this woman said, prophet, I'll be going to heaven, and tomorrow I just need to come and pray for me. She was in the hospital. So we went there. It was in 2009. So we went there to pray for her. She was on the bed, and she sat down. She said, I'm seeing angels. She says, tomorrow 2 o'clock, they said they'll come to pick me at 2 o'clock. So I encouraged her, and we prayed together. And 2 o'clock, she begged him to be there. So I went there. You know, and I went there, and we prayed together. And she said, let's pray. I was checking my time. It was 2:58. The whole family came, and she was saying goodbye to everybody. The whole family was there. She said, she has finished her work. I said, you have really finished your work. The woman was an intercessor. The woman, she prayed for the birth of our ministry. The woman, she defended our ministry through prayer. She did her work, and she said, it's my time to go. She was 73 years. She said, I finished my work. So she called the whole family. She was saying goodbye to everybody. And guess what? She said, let's pray. 2 minutes, she began to pray. And she began to pray. She began to pray. She began to pray. She began, I didn't close my eyes. I was like, what's going on here? Exactly 2 o'clock, she said, amen. That was her death. She closed her eyes. How I wish I can have such type of death, you know? Even have those deaths in the church. We know that she'll be going tomorrow. She's saying goodbye to everybody. Fire! Oh my God, fire! You ask some people, they'll tell you, when people are dying, they like to say they are thirsty. Do you know that? Am I lying? How many of them know that? Raise up your hand. Now raise up your hand if you know people say they are thirsty before they die. Do you know why? Okay. A spirit will come and wait for you on your hospital bed. I want to pray for this woman. As I said, she invited me to pray for her. Not the one who died. The other woman who invited me for prayer. I went to pray for her in a hospital. Her mouth was closed. I said, woman, follow me this prayer. She could not follow me. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I said, what is this? The Bible says, whosoever shall confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior shall be saved. So the devil will hold your mouth because he knows you, when you confess, you'll be saved. Now, I stood there and I was confused. And the Holy Spirit revealed it to me that on the corner, there's a demon that has already come to take this woman to hell. And God said, rebuke the demon on the corner. I said, the demon of death. I said, I looked at the corner. People thought I was crazy in the hospital. I said, you spirit. I was going to the spirit. You. I bind you. Get out of this place now. People thought I was crazy. It took me 2 minutes to 3 minutes. Fighting with what people not seeing. People thought I was crazy. When I saw the spirit disappearing, boom, I went back to the woman and said, Jesus, Jesus. This is what I keep on telling you. I said to you, there are some wars in the spirit which you need a spiritual man. A man who can see in the spirit to handle that battle for you. Because where I'm seeing now, you cannot handle the battle. You see nothing. You're seeing nothing. You know nothing. You need a spiritual man to see what's going wrong around you. Now watch this. Are you here? So the Bible says, and Jesus said, those who shall believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. Devils are not meant to be kept. Devils are meant to be cast out. You have no idea what these devils are doing to people. Horrible things. You wonder, you wake up in the morning, all you are thinking is evil. You don't know. Do you see? You see strangers in your dreams. There are people you meet, you even say, I don't know them. There are some people, I don't remember anyone. Do you know those people you meet in the dreams? There are strangers you meet in the dream. Do you even know them? Someone was chasing me. How many have ever had a dream being chased? Can I see your hand up? I want to answer you a certain question. Can I see your hand up? If you have been chased before in the dream. Some of them, they can't raise up their hand because the devil chases them, does anything he wants to do to them, and it makes them forget their dream. So they can't even remember what they dreamed last night. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? This is the most important point. 2 minutes to go. Now, this verse that I want to show you now is what must go with you to your houses as you're going home. Now watch this. That we have seen how demons can operate, how they can possess people. To possess a person, a demon, why does a demon possess a person? It's not because a demon wants to destroy you. A demon will possess a person merely because a demon has no form. And now the devil wants to have a form. The devil does not have an image, so he wants an image. And the fact that the image is of God, you are made in the image of God. This is the reason why the devil fought with God in heaven, because he wanted to be like God. So now imagine there is a man now who looks like God. The devil will want to have that image. That's why the devil will possess a person. A spirit will possess a person to have the abilities of God. When now a spirit has possessed you, because a spirit can't do anything until man says so. When a spirit has possessed you, now a spirit has the power which God gave man. Are you hearing me? Now a spirit will begin to say to you, do this. Say this word against this woman. And you will say a statement, I wish she could die. And the woman will die. So a spirit now has got a platform. Are you there? A spirit has got a platform to conduct some activities through human beings. Hello? A demon will enter a person and say, go and kill that one. Because on its own, a spirit will never kill you. That's why you are now supposed to understand what I was saying yesterday. To subject your body, to discipline your body. Subject your body. Nothing is moving. All my finances. The devil would want to have a form. If it is a form, then the devil will go for it. That's why he can even go for pigs. As long as it's a form. So you must understand that. So when we are doing deliverance, we don't do deliverance to everyone. You are born again, the Holy Ghost is inside of you, a devil will never possess you unless you invite him to do so. But a devil cannot be in a Christian who is Holy Spirit filled. But he can come and possess things around you. This is why you'll be like, I need deliverance. And I'll come to you and I'll touch you. You not manifest. And I'm saying you are free. You'll be like, but I didn't manifest. There was no demon coming out of me. Because with you, he is not inside. With you, he is operating from outside. Do you know the Bible says, and Mary, Magdalene, whom Jesus delivered from seven spirits. But there's no scripture where the Bible says, and Jesus saying, come out, and she was manifesting. There's no scripture. There was an automatic deliverance. There was no demon inside. Demons were outside. Peter didn't even know he was delivered until Jesus told him. He's like, oh, the devil actually, he was about to do this, but I have prayed for you. He didn't even manifest because a demon was outside. The devil was outside. So there are so many devils outside, which tonight I want to cast out. Oh my goodness, how many are saying cast them out, Major? Put your hands for Jesus Christ.